Today we are going to meet Ben Wright. Ben has spina bifida, has always been passionate about sport. He started out as a basketballer. A come and try day led to Ben taking up powerlifting, and he's gone on to represent Australia. And he's told his story to the ABC's Akash Fotodar and started off by describing the challenges of growing up with spina bifida.
Very early on, obviously you see all your mates off kicking the footy, doing that sort of stuff. Like, so not being able to participate in that stuff was a bit hard as a kid, but I had very supportive parents that would introduce me to as many things as possible to try and find something that I would grasp onto.
How did you get into sport? I'm led to believe you started off with basketball. Is that right?
No, I've actually gone through so many sports. I just started as a kid watching the Paralympics on the TV. I saw a little bit of footage from the Paralympics, and I didn't know how you got to the Paralympics. I didn't know what sport I wanted to play. I wasn't really interested in competing in a sport at that point, but I knew I wanted to go to the Paralympics. I wanted to be a Paralympian. So from there, I just kept trying a bunch of things. I started out with field events, tried a little bit of track racing, did basketball, tried a bit of tennis, stuck with basketball the longest. I did basketball for about 10 years, but I'm 5'2", and I'm not sure if you know much about basketball, but being 5'2", and trying to play basketball, it's not a great idea.
And so who inspired you to then take up powerlifting?
So that's a bit of a story. When I was a junior playing sport, we used to have junior national championships every year, and I was at a championships over east, and I'd finished my events, and there was some powerlifting going on. And after the powerlifting, they had a little come and try, like you could just get on the bench and see how you go. And I lifted fairly close to the national record for my weight class and age group at that time. So I actually had the powerlifting coach for Australia go and tell my basketball coaches that I was giving up basketball and moving over east to be a powerlifter. So it had always been in the back of my mind, but I was young, I was dumb, I wanted to be a basketballer. That's the glory sport. And it wasn't until my career progression in basketball reached a point where I wasn't sure it wasn't going to go any further. So I decided to step away from basketball and give powerlifting a go.
And when you went to that come and try day, had you done much weight training before that, or you sort of just got on the bench and lifted and found out you were very strong?
Yeah, no, so I'd not done any sort of weight stuff whatsoever. Obviously, being in a wheelchair and just navigating everyday life, you tend to pick up a bit of strength. And plus I was fairly good at the shot put at the time, so I built up a bit of strength doing that. But, yeah, nothing in the gym at that point.
How long ago was that when you made that change from basketball and finally accepted that powerlifting was your way forward?
Oh, embarrassingly, it was only very recent. It was only around about 2012 that I made the switch over to powerlifting.
What is it about powerlifting? What does it mean to you?
The thing about powerlifting I like as a sport is that it's just weight classes. So in a lot of disability sport, everyone is kind of split up into their ability levels, but with powerlifting, you're either eligible to lift or ineligible to lift, and then it's just purely weight class. So it's just a pure test of strength.
What role has the sport played in your life?
Sport altogether has just been absolutely fantastic. I'm a massive advocate for everybody, and starting out as kids, trying a sport, you may not like it, but get out there, get active, and especially for young disabled kids, it's a way to build up strength, which is something that allows you to participate in society and participate in the community, and get out there and make your own way in the world. So I'm definitely a massive advocate for that.
Now, I've been told that you and your powerlifting training partner have nicknamed yourself the Dung Beetles. Can you explain that story to us?
Yeah, so I started doing powerlifting with my friend Nang. sorry. And as we started together, we thought, oh, we should probably come up with a team name. So we're thinking about different team names, and you see this tradition in sport where it's usually some sort of fierce animal that is your team name. So I was doing a bit of Googling, trying to think of animals that kind of fit powerlifting. So I just Googled strong animals, and I found out there was a dung beetle that can lift over 1,000 times its own weight. And it also lends itself to the slogan, "We push heavy shit." So from there, we were just the dung beetles.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, we've even got merch. It's fantastic.
That's even better.
Yeah.
For those who've just tuned in, my guest today on ABC Radio Perth and WA is Ben Wright, an Australian powerlifter who has represented his country for years despite suffering from spina bifida. Now, Ben, you've been to two Commonwealth Games. What was that like to represent your country?
It's fantastic. Everybody always asks what it's like, and you can't really explain the feeling, but getting to wear that green and gold and represent Australia, there's just absolutely nothing like it.
What's been your career highlight so far?
That was actually the Commonwealth Games last year in the Gold Coast. Doing powerlifting, it's not a very widely known sport, especially disability sport. So I don't get to compete locally very often. Most of my competitions are overseas or over East. So being able to have my family come along and watch me compete was really fantastic. But also I'd had a seizure about 10, 12 weeks before the Commonwealth Games, which actually broke my back. So I wasn't sure that I would still be able to compete, but I rested up for a little bit and managed to get a little bit of training in beforehand and was still able to compete with a broken back. So that is definitely the highlight of my sporting career so far.
And you overcame that broken back to still finish fifth, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
And so what did that mean to you to be able to overcome, you know, another significant challenge to compete with such a significant injury and still do pretty well?
It was fantastic because previously I'd been trying to get to the 2016 Paralympics, but I ended up injuring my shoulder and had to pull out of the contention and had to have surgery, and there was a long sort of recovery period after that. And then I spent 12 months just in the gym, just eating right, making my way back up to the top. And yeah, it had been 12 months, and I'd made myself back to the number one spot in Australia. So much work and effort had been put into it. So when I first broke my back, it was really disheartening. I just wasn't sure that I'd still be able to compete. So being able to get there in the end put up three good lifts. I was one of, I think, only two or three in the comp that were able to put up three clean lifts, and to still get relatively close to what my personal best was definitely a fantastic feeling.
And how's the body feeling now, sort of a year on from those games?
It's not too bad. There's the back is still has a little bit of it, niggles here and there, but it's going well. It's going well.
And what's next for you career wise? You've got your sight set there on Tokyo.
Yeah, that's the big one. The next step though is I've got World Champs middle of July in Kazakhstan. So that's the goal at this point.
Okay. And how's the preparation going for that?
Yeah, it's going good. I've probably been eating a bit too much of late, so I'm probably going to have to strip a bit of weight down, but that's just the nature of the sport, unfortunately.
You mentioned earlier about the importance of sport in general and what powerlifting has meant to you. Do you see yourself as a role model for other people, young people with disabilities?
I wouldn't go as far as role model. I'm just a guy that is lucky enough to be good at laying down on my back and picking up heavy things. But anyone that I can inspire to get into the sport or just to get active and being a part of the community, that's all I can ask for.
What is it that drives you to keep, as you said, you know, lifting heavy things and to keep achieving things in your sport and in life?
I think a lot of it is stubbornness, really. I think that's what comes down to it. I've got no real just visions of grandeur. It's just stubborn. If I decide that I want to do something, I'm going to do it. And then if it's a little bit difficult, I'm just going to put a little bit more effort in and see where I get.
You've had to overcome a lot to get yourself to where you are. What's What would be your message to others who find themselves in similar situations, particularly young people who might have to overcome things like disabilities?
Just give it a go. You will be absolutely astounded how strong the human body is and just how much the human body can take. So just give it a go. See if you like it. If you don't like it, that doesn't mean you've necessarily failed. You just haven't found what works for you. So just try as many things as you can to figure out what suits you and what fits your lifestyle and your personality.
And how important is it to have something, whether it's a sport or an activity in your life?
I think it's definitely important to have a goal or something to strive for, especially, again, disabled people in the community. There's a large amount of people with disabilities that are seen by society to not really have much value to give back. So getting out there and just proving that you are valuable, you are useful, and you can be utilised and you can achieve what you want to, I think is very important.
I think that's a good message. Ben, thanks so much for joining us. Good luck with the World Championships later this year, and good luck with that dream of getting yourself to the Tokyo Paralympics. I hope to see you there and keep lifting some heavy things.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for having me.